Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker. With 23 years of experience in Ventura County, from Westlake to Carpinteria, experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started her real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 0119-0308.
The 26th annual Thousand Oaks Rotary Street Fair continues a great tradition. With 20,000 expected attendees and 370 vendors, there'll be artisans specializing in a variety of products and services. A kids' fun zone with games, crafts, jolly jumpers, soft drinks, and pizza. Great live music and entertainment, too. Free admission. The 26th annual Thousand Oaks Rotary Street Fair. Sunday, October 15th, 2017, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Moore Park Road between Hillcrest and Wilbur Road in Thousand Oaks. Plenty of parking at the adjacent shopping centers and streets. For more information, go to thousandoaksrotary.org. That's thousandoaksrotary.org.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back. Our first show, our number one show, is done, and we're starting on our next hour, right? It went by fast, didn't
it? That was an interesting hour.
It was really interesting. I really enjoyed her.
I kind of want to go to sleep now just to see what happened.
God, I don't know. But now she wants me to, like, finish my dream. I'm going to, I don't know. It kind of makes me not as nervous. You know?
I think it was. Yeah.
So it's a good. Yeah, there you go. Well, anyways, I am so glad that you are all here starting your day in a positive way, waking up with us. And again, I just want to say my heart goes out to everyone that has been involved in all of the Mother Nature. And of course, Mother Nature, that wasn't a Mother Nature in Vegas, but my heart goes out to everyone that's been affected by something. And we can't let life define us by all those things that have happened. And we just need to get, it just really gives us courage to all of us to like you said, John, is call somebody, tell them that you love them, hug your children, take this time to tell the people that really mean something to you. Mm-hmm. And just be a little more courteous and caring in life, because we really don't know how long we have. And so, anyways, that's what it's all about. Of course, I always like to start our show with something uplifting. And the soul always knows what to do to heal itself. The challenge is to silence the mind. I guess that was what my dream is, right? Yep. I need to silence the mind. Anyways, I'm Kim. I am your host of the Kim Pagano Show. I'm here with Tom and John. And how are you guys hanging in there with us?
Hanging in. It's good. It's all right. Dreams and all.
There
it's
you go.
It's a wonderful day.
Yeah. So do you guys remember your dreams?
I sometimes do. I used to try to put a little notepad By the so if I wake up, I'm going to write it down. Exactly. If I wake up, no.
And how about you?
I used to have far more significant and strange dreams, but now they're just regular.
It's your life, right?
No. Yeah, but I have had, very funny, the dream that she had about the glass.
Yeah.
When I was relatively young, I think in college, I was having a dream where I was drowning.
Oh.
And in the dream, I knew if you're drowning, you die if you die in your dream. That's the old wives' tale. Mm-hmm. And so as I was swimming in the dream, trying to swim in the dream, I started slapping myself. And I woke up slapping myself.
So you didn't die.
I woke up going back, back. I look at my hand and I thought, okay. That is very strange, but
because you were nervous and you already knew that.
So
insight.
I will say I have saved one life.
It's your own,
There
my
you
own, but I did save.
Hey,
it.
There you go. All right.
Then you get married and you wake up with somebody else slapping you. It's like whack.
Don't talk about your past, okay?
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Oh gosh. Anyways, all right. Well, again, I would love to give our phone number here, and that phone number is 805-419-0008. We'd love to give back here on the Kim Pagano Show, and we've got lots of things and lots of places, and we've got lots of events. We're gonna scoot off to Making Strides Against Breast Cancer right after this show. And of course, I'd love everybody to visit us out there. Stop by and say hello and share in the walk. It's of course Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. We're going to be down at the Ventura Harbor right there, right on the beach. And I'd love to have you stop by and say hi. And in fact, Barbara Corona is here with us today. And so glad we're going to head on over there too, right?
Good morning. Yeah. Yes, it's going to be a fun event. Last week's was great, too.
I know, wasn't it? Yeah. We met lots of nice people. And
wonderful,
of course,
women.
Yeah, and really what's kind of, Barbara and I met, it's kind of an interesting story. I always say God incidents, okay, definitely was. I feel like you're like my soul sister.
I know. It's very strange. We have the same birthday. We started the same job. Our fathers are both from London. Their birthdays are the same. Too many things on the same wavelength in life.
Yeah.
It's great.
Some DNA testing.
I know.
You guys are really
strange. Yeah, there you go. Well, so what we have done is actually we started selling lip scents. And the whole company is Sensigen. And both my daughters are doing it. And they're just killing it. I mean, first of all, it's given them so many opportunities to be able to stay home with their children. And so I thought I did it just to support. That's usually how I start everything. Let me just help you out and support you. And then I started using it. And then I talked to Barbara, who was buying it from me, and she's been using it forever. And so then I said, this is silly that you're buying it from me. Why don't you just sell it? And she's like, I was kind of looking for something that I could call my own. And, of course, you support your husband in his business. And I do the same. And then I've got, all the hats. And we thought, wouldn't this be fun if we did it together?
As a team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what we're doing.
Yeah. It's really funny. Kim, you came up to me and said, oh, gosh, you've got to try this product, Lip Sense. And I'm like, are you kidding me, Kim? I've been wearing it 17 years.
I can't believe that. Yeah.
And I'm very fair skinned. I do not leave the house without a little makeup on. And Lip Sense is so wonderful. It's got so many good qualities.
Tell us a couple of the good qualities. And, actually, let's just get into, we're going to come back with that. I didn't even really want to get started, but we're going to come back with that because that's what we're going to be talking about. Okay. But I want to give out our phone number here. And, of course, that is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I want to make sure that you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. All those places are more places to win and to be in touch with us. The other thing that I would love to share with you is if you miss any part of our show, you can go to my podcast, and that's iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show, or you can go to our website, and that is kimpaganoshow.com. Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
We start off with the Rubicon Theater presentation of Taking Sides, October 25th through November 12th, a total experience that is satisfying because it fully engages its audience, leaving them with food for thought and discussion, as the Rubicon often does. Taking Sides, you could win those tickets today. Also, Rubio's, they are the original fish taco. Their mission is to serve coastal food that you can feel great about eating. Along with that, California kettle corn, high quality kernels, hand-popped and homemade, family-owned since 2007. The LA Zoo, tickets to that, get a pair off to a family so you can go have some fun. And one of our favorite places to have breakfast is Pete's Breakfast House, serving the best breakfast dishes in town using only the freshest ranch eggs and farm Prudos.
Prudos. Prudos. Yeah, there you go.
I speak French.
Okay.
Prudos.
Yeah. Have you ever had a Prudos? Oh, my gosh.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
I tried to say no in French.
Is I know, that how yeah.
No.
I don't know. It's not we. So it's, you know.
Yeah, it's the other one, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever it is, Pete's is great.
There you go. All right, so let's start off with a gift certificate to Pete's, and all you have to do is call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. When you call, leave us your name, your number, and your email so that we can get you on our newsletter that goes out every single week, and that we can share all of our great guests and all every event that we're doing, and there's a lot of them. We're involved in them. We want to see you out there. And, of course, please stop by and say hello. I love meeting the people that I'm talking to so I could put a face to your voice. With that, our first guest is Barbara Corona. We're going to be talking with her and I about our lip scents. And then we have Renee Sullum, and we're going to be talking about Bags, Bling, and Bubbly. It's a champagne luncheon. And, of course, we are going to hopefully be seeing everyone there. It's going to be a great cause, and it's so much fun. And then last we have, let's see how to say this one. You're always good with the names. Peter Zootenden, or Hootlin, with his book Rescued. And so we're going to be talking about that. With that, Barbara, tell us a little bit about, so you started using the lip scent 17 years ago.
Yeah, a little over 17 years ago. Actually, I was just looking back on a little research. It was out in 1999. So, you know, that's quite a while ago. I didn't even realize I'd been wearing it that long. So, yeah, there's some really great things about it.
So the process is, just so kind of people can kind of get an idea, you put three layers of color on your lips, right?
Right. Comes in a tube, and it's almost like paint.
Yeah, so, but and it's a gloss, kind of a, you know, it kind of goes on and looks like a gloss to begin with the color, right? And then, and it basically seals your lips. At first, it tingles a tiny bit because it's taking off all of your dry skin and all of your, it doesn't have alcohol or.
No, sometimes it has a little burn if you have cracks in your lips,
right.
And that's repairing also. It's filling it in and repairing. Everything is natural in this product. I mean, it's vegan, it's not animal tested, it's hypoallergenic. It's lead-free, wax-free. There's no animal byproducts in it. I mean, I can't say enough about it. It's just wonderful. So anyone, it will work for anyone. Actually, I put it on my 6-year-old granddaughter. She was going to Disneyland, and she was a ghoul or some ugly little thing.
Right. used their new color, blackberry,
black,
right?
On her, because usually, you know, these kids, they have it smudged all over their clothes.
Right.
All over their faces. I put it on her, gave her a little gloss. She was good to go. She was gone for about 12 hours and came back, still had it on.
Right, because it lasts for anywhere from 4 to 18 hours.
Right.
And so it's waterproof, kiss-proof, smudge-proof, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, it's not do you want to use some, John?
No, I'm just thinking, you said kiss-proof. Has it been tested thoroughly?
Thoroughly.
Okay.
Yes. Were you trying
you're
to, like,
yeah,
I know, yeah.
Yeah.
To really know, it's back in the film industry. This is what they used on the soap operas.
Right.
I always
so
wondered, you know, when they have these makeout scenes, how come the guy doesn't have red lipstick all over his
face? Yeah, and there's nothing worse, and I'm going to ask you guys this, okay? When you go to kiss somebody, right, and, on your shirt?
Check
yeah. Or, you know, on their teeth.
Yeah, women have it on their teeth a lot. Or look,
right?
Someone will give you a kiss on the cheek, and now you're walking around with this
little
kiss on you for the rest of the day.
Yeah, there you go. So those are some of the things that will make a big difference. And, of course, it's GMO, right?
Mm-hmm.
GMO-free, wax-free, gluten-free, and lead-free.
All those things.
So it's really cool.
And we have over 60 shades. And with those 60 shades, you can blend a couple together, make any color you want.
Yeah, with three colors, you can make 27 different shades. So, there's little formulas that, you know, we can share with everybody.
So that's why I decided to get involved. Kim asked me, and I thought, well, I don't know. And I thought, you know what? My kids are grown.
It's time.
I want to get out with my girlfriends, and so many of them are like, oh my gosh, I've never heard about this, especially the young generation.
Right.
They're going crazy. They've never seen it.
Yeah. Yeah. So and awesome. So one, I want to ask, you know, any of my listeners, if they're looking for something fun, I would love to have you be a part of our team. And it's just so much
join
fun.
And
everybody,
share.
If you have your own tribe, you have your own, fun. And it's not something that takes a lot of time. Everybody has lips. Everybody mostly wears lipstick, right? Some kind. And so basically you put three layers of this color on your lips. You got to do it the same way. It's almost like one of those erase, pens. You go the wrong way. It actually takes off the color. And then you put a gloss over it, and that seals it. And then if you're going to eat, you want to seal it before you eat. And it pretty
much
stays on.
So sure, you can get up in the morning, put it on, go to the gym, swim, take a shower, go to work, put the gloss on, you're good to go.
Yeah.
It's with you. So it's a no-brainer.
Yeah. So anyway, so I would love, if anybody wants to know more information, please give us a call at 805-419-0008. Also, we are going to be there tomorrow, Sunday, and over at the Thousand Oaks Street Fair.
Right.
And what's our number? D5?
D5.
D5 is our spot there.
Somewhere in the middle where the music is,
there
I think.
There you go. Of course, because I got to get up on stage. So, but anyways, please come by and check out our lip scents and our whole Scentsy Gents. The other thing, I started using their wrinkle-free and their tinted moisturizer, which is amazing if you don't use moisturizer and also with color.
Oh, also, we don't have the SP, 15, 30.
Oh, yes,
it's such a wonderful thing. It's called mechanical.
That's right.
So
SPF is a chemical. And so I got kind of stumped. One of my girlfriends like, okay, I need more moisturizing. But does it have that in there? I'm like, that's really weird.
I was wondering if it has.
I wonder why it doesn't, but it does. You know, like you buy those hats or those shirts that have it in there? That's what it has in there because it's not a chemical.
It's so much safer.
Yeah.
Because
so
all
that's
the other
one of the
stuff
things.
You don't know what you're getting.
Yeah.
So it's
So so we're going to be there, and then of course on November 9th, it's the Camarillo Chamber of Commerce and their Holiday Boutique. We're going to be there too, and that's 5:30 to 7:30 over in off of Mission Oaks in Camarillo. So there's a couple of chances.
Holidays
and if you know any boutiques that you would love us to be at, we would love to, get out there and share this. And our
love
whole thing
to.
Is about look good, feel good, right? And
exactly. Beauty blessings.
Yeah, there you go. I love it. So anyways, thank you so much for coming in here and
thanks
sharing
for having
that
me.
With us. Yeah.
So much fun.
All right. So anyways, call us at 805-419-0008 if you want to find out some more information, or you want to maybe have a little party at your house and we can come over and help you put this on and feel good. So all right, well, let's take a really quick break. And if you have never eaten at Rubio's, I'm telling you, their original fish tacos is really good, and their mission is to serve coastal food that you can feel great about eating. So I've got a gift certificate to Rubio's. There's one right here on Victoria, but they're all over the place, and I would love to share that. So call us right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter. And that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, Renee Solem just joined us in the studio. And I'm so excited to be a part of Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Ventura County. And of course, this is one of my favorite events. Of course, all your stuff are really good events. But this one, Bags, Bling, and Bubbly, has kind of got my name on it. So anyways, welcome. And of course, John's all, wait a minute, when are we going to talk about? But there's men there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Men are more than welcome to attend.
Okay. There you go. See?
You're right. In good company with a bunch of women.
There you go.
Okay,
I love it. Anyways, welcome, Renee, and thank you so much for being here. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. So as Kim said, I'm Renee Solem with Big Brothers Big Sisters, and I'm Director of External Affairs, and I handle all of our special events. So Bags, Bling, and Bubbly.
Coming up, and of course, put that on your calendar. That is Monday, November 6th, and of course, Las Posas Country Club. What are we going to find when we get there? I mean, it's so much fun because you're shopping, you're eating, and you're drinking, right?
Absolutely. Well, we're super excited. We have live auction, silent auction. We have bling. We have a treasure purse game that you can participate in. And each and every year, we honor a wise, wonderful woman. And super excited to share that this year we have Layla Ali attending as our guest of honor.
Wow, that's very cool.
We're very excited to have her. She's huge when it comes to being a child advocate, the need for mentoring, and that's, you know, our focus.
So, Renee, for people that are listeners that might not know anything about Big Brothers, Big Sisters, can you share a little bit about that?
Absolutely. We are a one-on-one mentoring organization where we take children facing adversity and place a mentor in their lives. These mentors are asked to just bring that child right alongside of them. We ask for a year-long commitment and approximately 2 hours a week. And, you know, you just make it about that child during that time frame.
Right. Wow. And how did you get involved?
I actually became a mentor about 3 years ago. And so I was a volunteer for the organization first. And then I became a mentor and have been mentoring a young lady that's now 13 years old and in high school.
Wow. And now... So how old was she when you started, you said?
She was 10 years old.
So, okay.
Yeah.
And what do you mentor her? Like, what are some of the issues?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, these children often don't have somebody in their lives or their daily or even weekly lives. It's not always about them. sometimes their parents, their caregivers are so busy doing all that they can just to keep a roof over their head or food on the table. So, you know, and they're just kids. They're our future leaders that just want to be loved on and given opportunities and experiences like our own children.
Right. Do you have children?
I do. I have grown children and grandchildren.
Okay.
And I have that empty nest thing going on, and that's
so
really
that's
kind of
a perfect time for people that maybe are feeling like I've already done my job. And did you have grandchildren yet at that time?
Yes, oh, yes. Okay. I have grandchildren older than my little.
Okay.
So, you know, we take volunteers to mentor children pretty much from 21 years and up. Mm-hmm. And so some people think, oh, well, maybe I'm too matured. I hate to say old.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
Matured is much better.
And really, it's then it could be more like that grandparent figure. So we don't discriminate. We take children volunteers of all ages from 21 and up.
Yeah, because
and
they have wisdom.
Absolutely.
Untold stories and wisdom.
Right, and they're
them.
Just so loving and nurturing. So what do I do with my little? I really have gone bike riding and hiking and swimming and floated the lazy river to meal planning, grocery shopping, talking about, you know, healthy lifestyle choices, healthy eating choices. We have gone to movies and to the library. And
where does yours live, in Camarillo or in?
Yes,
okay.
Yeah, right.
So do you pick one that's, are you able to make any choices to help your situation, or how does that work?
Well, we try to place a mentor so it's convenient for, we try to partner them with a little that's conveniently located, mm-hmm. for transportation purposes. Our service territory is all of Ventura County and actually into Calabasas. Mm-hmm. Wow. So, we have a large territory with a big need. We're looking for mentors. So,
And how long do they usually, I mean, I've met so many people from, you know, being a sponsor of your events and everything, that once they do it, it's kind of like, okay, it's their biggest give back in life.
Right. You're pretty much, we ask for your commitment, but okay. It's really like a lifelong new family member.
Yeah.
You know, and even some of our children may age out after they're 18, but the mentors are still in their lives. And it doesn't have to end after that 1 year commitment.
Right. Well,
it's really a chance to divert someone who may end up, you know,
having problems it's not their problem, it's their parents or their family, and so if they're not helped, and sometimes parents, they mean well, but they don't have enough, they're trying to hold themselves mm-hmm. up, right
they don't have the resources, they're struggling in different ways themselves. And to your point, the positive effects on these little ones can be life-changing, and we're really making, you know, positive strides together forever mm-hmm. in these little ones' lives, and what it can do for them from, you know, preventing the normal pattern of what they've seen and known in their families and their surroundings. So, you know, isn't the alcohol, it isn't the drugs, it isn't the teenage pregnancies, you know, it's all positive. You know, they're then going out often and making, you know, positive impacts and paying it forward themselves.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I do want to remind anybody that is just tuning in with us, waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Renee Solom, and we're talking about, Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Ventura County, but we're also talking about one of their biggest events that's coming up, and that's Bags, Bling, and Bubbly. And so what is Bags, Bling, and Bubbly? Let's talk about that.
Sure. It's a luncheon where we invite guests to join us. You can register on our website, and that's www.bbsvc.org/bubbly.
Okay.
And you come in, you'll have opportunity to shop, to mingle. You'll have an opportunity to hear from a big and little, and from our wise, wonderful woman, as I indicated, Layla Ali. And we talk about our program a bit, and you have a fabulous luncheon, champagne luncheon. Okay. And it's one of our signature fundraisers.
And now, when you say shop, okay, is that vendors or stuff that you guys, what is all the stuff that you have?
Sure. Oh my gosh. So we'll have, you know, it is bags. So there will be, you know, women's purses. Bling is the jewelry. And then we'll have trips. We're going to have some local bed and breakfast possibly there in Santa Barbara with a, you know, opportunity to have dinner out while you're there. We're going to have an African safari opportunity as a live auction. We're also going to have a European cruise live auction, local restaurants, artwork, you name it, and we'll have it.
Wow.
There you go. But when you're shopping, that's all from you guys, right? Or how does that work? Because I think that's such a kind of a twist.
The shopping is, you know, we're very grateful for the community support. So one of the things I do, as well as our committee, we have a very, you know, fabulous volunteer committee, and we go out and ask for support from the community.
So it's all donated.
Yes.
Wow.
It is a signature event with a whole lot of support from community and personal donors.
So saying that, if any of our listeners want to become either an event sponsor or they want to donate an item, is that still open?
Absolutely. Okay. It is. We take sponsorships. There's different levels where you can be just like a financial sponsor of the event or just the organization. Product donations are certainly welcomed as well. We will be doing a live mobile bidding. So if for some reason you're not at the event, you'll still have an opportunity to bid on some of the items that are available, not the live auction item, not the live auction, but the silent auction. Yes.
Got it. Yeah. Okay, great. All right. So let's talk about again, first of all, where it is. Okay. It's Las Poses Country Club, right?
Correct.
And of course it's Monday, November 6th. When does it start and kind of go through that?
It starts at 11 a.m. The doors will open at 11 a.m. and it's a pretty busy morning. So,
and what do you wear?
Come dressed.
Okay.
Yes. Some gals may come with their little hats on. It's okay. Not required.
Okay.
But, you know, come feel good.
Okay.
And, you know, it's a nice event.
Okay. Perfect. And what does it go towards, obviously, so we could share that?
Sure. So Big Brothers Big Sisters works on a very low margin, and the monies that we bring in continue to provide the resources that we need for our match specialists to assure that the big and the little are educated and always in a safe environment. So all of the monies that we bring in through Big Brothers Big Sisters go back to keeping the organization running, and first and foremost and most importantly, mentoring the children throughout the community that are so in need.
See, I mean, this is your chance. A lot of times you just throw up your hands and say, the kids today, this is a chance for you to actually
be a difference and make a difference.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. It's as close as you can get.
Right. They're our future leaders, you know, and if we don't invest.
I like
invest,
how you say that.
They
because
are.
You're right. I believe our children, you know, so many people want to discipline them, and I believe we all need disciplining, but if you can guide them.
Absolutely.
And not, you know, we all make mistakes.
Sure.
How do we re-guide them?
Right.
And that's what I think this is all about.
Absolutely. And they just, you know, it's that trust. You know, these children need somebody they can trust and somebody to accept them. And so, you know, that's what us mentors do, is let them know, because you're right, Kim, people are going to make mistakes. We've all made mistakes. You know, you learn.
That's what we are
and
human.
I think that's what you share with them. I think
Absolutely.
That's important, too. You can't go in there and look, my life's perfect. I'm going to make your life perfect.
It's exactly.
Like when I was your age, just kind of.
Yeah, and you kind of want to just have them be open and be like, you know, my parents aren't really there for me right now because they've got their own struggles. We have somebody who believes in me.
Absolutely. And having that somebody that they can trust and know they're not going to be judged and not, you know, somebody that's going to walk away from them when possibly they have made a mistake or they've been tempted to make mistakes, mm-hmm. having that safe kind of harbor, if you will. This is someone I can talk to. This is someone I can confide in. Yeah. And they're not going to judge me, but they're still going to love me and help me to stay on that straight and narrow and make positive impacts.
I love that. And my now, own life. Are you trained for this?
We all volunteers do go through training. They go, they are interviewed. They, for about an hour and a half, the volunteer is interviewed, the little is interviewed, as well as whoever the caregiver,
parent, or
guardian.
Is that what they're all called, little?
Yes. Okay. So there's bigs and littles. That's big brothers, big sisters.
Okay.
And so the interview process, it's important to know that all of the littles have to be in agreement to receive a big. So if a parent says, hey, I've got this child that I'm struggling with, I need help. If that little one is not receptive to receiving the, you know, the support, then it's not going to happen. Okay, so in
wow,
a perfect
that's a good
world
step right there, you've right got somebody who's
willing to, right? So the volunteer goes through an hour and a half interview, background checks, personal references. Once everything checks out, then they go through a training that's about a 2.5 hour training. And then, so the monies that we bring in, we have these match specialists. I always call them matchmakers because they make these matches that are like in heaven. And these match specialists are in communication with the bigs and the littles quite frequently early on. And then as, you know, 3 months, 6 months, it won't be as frequently, but it'll be weekly communications early on. They're always there if you have questions, if you have concerns, if there is an opportunity for them to kind of say, you know, hey, this is something that my little said to me or that I'm concerned about, you know, what are your recommendations?
So you have somebody to call, fall back on.
Absolutely. Yeah. Fabulous.
There has to be some
fabulous
some
resources.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think you might be doing the parents a service in some cases, too. They're
oh
just at
gosh,
the wit's
yeah
end, and the kids are smart enough to know I need something else. And, I mean, all the anytime I've heard examples of this, it's been a positive thing.
Yeah, and you know, here's the thing is I remember, you know, I have four children, and I always said if they're not going to listen to me or if I can't be there for them for some reason, I'm always there 100%.
Sure.
But if I can't, I want people that have the same goals and morals that I do. And if they're going to listen to them, I'm all good for it. You know, I don't care how many, because it takes a village.
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. Absolutely,
it takes
Kim.
A village,
and you want the children to have those resources, right? Because that parent or guardian isn't always going to be there. So
exactly,
you want them to have that safe connection with somebody that is going to keep them focused and
right,
and you know, their mindset where we all hope that the children's mindsets are.
I love it. I love it, Renee.
In the right places.
Thank you so much for sharing this with mm-hmm us. And of course, where can everybody get tickets? And of course, that is Bags, Bling, and Bubbly that we're talking about. Las Poses Country Club, Monday, November 6th. At 11 o'clock, be there dressed and ready. But
absolutely.
Where can we get tickets?
Sure. So you can certainly go directly to our website. Again, it's www.bbsvc.org/bubbly, or by all means, give me a call. My direct office line is 805-603-4938. And might I add, this event always sells out. So don't delay. We'd love to have you. Call us now.
There you go. Perfect. All right. Again, thank you so much for being here. We are going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Peter and, of course, his book, Rescued, What Second Chance Dogs Teach Us About Living with Purpose, Loving, and with Abandoned, and Finding Joy in the Little Things. I'm all passionate about animals, too.
Absolutely.
So, again, give us a call right now. I've got some Rubicon Theater tickets. Their new show starts October 25th through November 12th, Taking Sides. If you don't win tickets here, you can go to their website at rubicontheater.org. With that, stay with us. We'll be right back. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Baubles, bangles, hear how they jingle, jingle, jingle.
Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start Again, Not Over. Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live. The 26th annual Thousand Oaks Rotary Street Fair continues a great tradition. With 20,000 expected attendees and 370 vendors, there'll be artisans specializing in a variety of products and services. A kids' fun zone with games, crafts, jolly jumpers, soft drinks, and pizza. Great live music and entertainment, too. Free admission. The 26th annual Thousand Oaks Rotary Street Fair, Sunday, October 15th, 2017, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Moore Park Road between Hillcrest and Wilbur Road in Thousand Oaks. Plenty of parking at the adjacent shopping centers and streets. For more information, go to thousandoaksrotary.org. That's thousandoaksrotary.org.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started her real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally,
on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, one of my other things that I'm very passionate about are my animals. And today we have the opportunity to speak with Peter Zoytlin. And of course, his book is Rescued. And Peter, are you there?
I am here, Kim.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
I'm really looking forward to hearing this. Is this your first book, or do you have other books?
This is my seventh. It's my second book about rescue dogs.
Oh, wow. That's great. In fact, one of our co-hosts, and I'm actually just joined their board, is Paw Works. And they're all about rescue. In fact, they've actually just got the shelter up here to be a no-kill. And so all my dogs are rescues, literally.
That's my cat.
So I love this. So tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
Oh, I'm a lapsed lawyer turned writer. I live outside of Boston. We now have three rescue dogs, all came to us from Louisiana over the past 5 years. And interestingly enough, if you had asked me 5 years ago, I would have told you I am not a dog person.
Hmm.
I love dogs, but I love other people's dogs. And I put up a vigorous fight with my wife and my kids for 20 years before I finally came to my senses and agreed that we should get a family dog.
Okay. And so do you have a black lab? Is that's the dog that's on here? Is that correct?
That actually is not my dog, but we do have three lab mixes, one yellow, one white, and one black.
Ah, okay. I had a black lab. Oh, my gosh. I love that dog, too. Yeah. I love all my dogs. They all have, it's like your friends, you know. I don't take that wrong, but, you know. But they all have their own little personality, right? And you kind of just, they have their little, it's like, I don't know. It's almost like you got to really kind of get to know each one mm-hmm. of them in there. Do you have a dog, John?
I don't have a dog, but I have friends. I'm already going to order two. No. I'm going to order two of these books already.
Oh, when I saw the book. Okay,
some dogs are more loyal than people.
That is true. They
right.
do love
and
you.
And now, you know, what about people that don't like animals? What does that say about them? That's something a little different, isn't it? I'm not judging. I'm just saying. Okay. So, Peter, you were a little, reluctant to have a dog. And obviously your wife, Judy, right? She wanted to have a dog.
Correct.
And how did she just bring it home? Or did you guys go pick it out together? How did that work?
No, she didn't. What happened is my younger son, my youngest child, was just about to leave the nest, and I kind of looked around the house, and I thought, boy, this place is going to be really empty, and I'm not sure I'm really ready for that, and that was what triggered my change of heart, with the prospect of being an empty nester.
That's interesting. You know what? I mean, they say for, like, seniors to have a dog, it's like a new best friend. I mean, there is... Barbara, you have dogs, and you're like
I am an animal lover, actually a nut, I suppose.
Yeah.
But my husband couldn't eat a meal if you even said the word dog or the word cat or bird. He would literally get sick to his stomach. And now the dogs are sleeping in bed with us. So,
I know.
and they say even sleeping with a dog is extremely healthy. There's something to do with our health, opening up emotions to animals.
That's funny. My husband, the same thing. Like, is there any way they could not sleep with us tonight? You know? But they're like, I don't know. We have the most loving animals. Some people, it's funny how, and when my dad would come up, he's like, why are your animals so loving? It's a representative of how you make them feel. Do you agree with that, Peter?
Yeah, and you guys hit on a point there. A story I love to tell. When I agreed to get a dog, I told my wife Judy, I said, look, my one line in the sand here is that the dog is not going to sleep in bed with us. And Albie, who was our first, he came into our house, and for 5 weeks he slept under the coffee table in the living room. We couldn't even coax him upstairs at night. And one night I couldn't find him. I came up to the bedroom, and there he was, lying in our bed, looking at me with these big brown eyes, and I said, oh, you can stay. And, I think that moment was the moment he was telling us that
he was interviewing you guys too, right?
Yeah, well, I think he was telling us, you're now my people.
Right.
And,
oh,
and this
I
is
love
my
that.
Home, and I feel safe and secure here. Mm-hmm. So, I just, of course, my opposition to having a dog sleep in the bed evaporated that very moment.
I'm sure. There is something, they melt your hearts, I tell you. Talking about Rubicon is a theater place out here, and they do such a great job. There was one play. I think, Tom, did you ever have her in, if she was the dog that played in the play? It was a couple that had been married like 30 years. They were ready to retire, and the husband actually had this dog. It was almost like, it was a little freaky because it was like an affair, okay? Because he started spending more time with the dog than her.
If you see the actress on stage, it's a lot easier to take.
Yeah, I mean, right? And anyways, but then she was like, no, we are not having this dog. And so it was like her husband and her against, him. And he's like, why? And then they went to a therapist, and the therapist thought that they were talking about, their couple. And he's like, no, Sadie, my dog. And so he's like, okay,
the other woman.
Yeah, exactly. And they made it sound like the other women. It was hilarious. And anyways, they ended up, agreeing that, the wife liked the dog. And then, of course, then she started to.
Oh, yeah.
But it's interesting.
My mother used to get jealous of my father because my father was not a very emotional, touchy, loving person, but with a dog he was.
See?
And she couldn't understand.
Yeah,
and I
how
guess
does that...
that was his way of showing emotion, maybe.
Right. Yeah, it's interesting. So it's anyways, I just think dogs, you have to have like a feeling for them, and they can sense it. They can sense if people like you or don't like them. So what are we gonna find, Peter, in your book?
Well, you're gonna find a combination of our own experience, raising or living with these three wonderful rescue dogs, but also the stories of many other people who had a similar experience. And one of the reasons that I wrote these books, in some ways, was it really a tribute to Albie, our first rescue dog, that he had done. He just brought so much joy into our life. And the purpose of these books, this one and the last one that I wrote, called Rescue Road, was really all about encouraging people to think, if you want a dog, don't shop, adopt a dog. There are hundreds of thousands of dogs euthanized in the United States every year, dogs just like Albie, wonderful, beautiful animals that just need someone to say yes and to open up their homes. And, you know, as long as these dogs are languishing in shelters and wandering streets of cities like Houston, where there are more than a million strays.
It just
doesn't make sense, you know, not to adopt. And I have a lot of the same concerns that I think a lot of people have when they think about a rescue dog or a shelter dog, that somehow it's damaged goods or it's going to have, you know, behavioral problems. And the fact is that most of the time, these adoptions work out beautifully. And there's no guarantee with a breeder dog or a pet store dog, just like having children. And if you've had kids, you know, there are no guarantees when they're born.
Right. No. And, you know, I find it so amazing, though, Peter, that you wrote this book and you didn't really love dogs in the beginning. I mean, that's like such a perfect turnaround, you know, and for other people to read this, because, you know, it's funny, my dad, he had a cat, and he was so passionate about this cat, and it ended up getting cancer and dying. And I said, Dad, you should get, no, I don't want to be dragged down with, you know. I'm like trying to figure out a way that he would love it. He had a dog that he loved, but he's like afraid of commitment in that sense, you know, and his wife wants a dog, and I'm sure she gets a dog, he'll love it, you know. But how do you talk people into not being afraid of this commitment? And you know, I mean, it is. I've got three dogs and two cats, okay? And then my one son just brought home another cat. And I was like, no. And then until he, like, jumps up on my lap and just, like, hugs you. I'm like, okay, so he's staying too. It's like, I mean, it is. It's hard to not, you know. But you want to make sure that, you know, there's some upkeep to it.
Well, what I tell people also is to be realistic and think it through, because this is a commitment for a lifetime, the dog's lifetime. It's not buying a mattress that you can return if you don't like it in 30 days. I mean, you can go back
I was taught that too, Peter. My mom, I actually, when my mom just passed away, I adopted her dogs. That's another thing that is a huge topic, is when you have dogs and something happens to you, what are you going to be doing with those dogs? Who's going to take care of your dogs like you did? A lot of people don't think about that. And so, in fact, Barbara, that's here right now, she had found a dog and she was trying to find it at home. I was helping. We were kind of like everybody. And she found an older couple. And what happened? You were really in tune with that, because you thought, you know what?
I thought to myself, they're in their 80s. And this is a puppy who's going to live 15, 18 years. It's also going to be a very busy body. She was. And it was traumatic for me to even give her away in the first place. So I was very picky on where she was going, because, like you said, it's for the smaller dogs, it's 18 years. For the bigger dogs, it's 10 years. And the dog has to basically fit in with your lifestyle. So if you're home a lot, or if you're elderly, you know, a smaller dog may be better for you. And if you have young kids and you go to the lakes a lot and you go to the beach a lot, then you can handle the bigger dogs. But it has to fit in with your lifestyle.
I think that's critical. I would add that, you know, if you work with a reputable rescue organization and you should ask people who've adopted the recommendations, they will try and make a good match, too. They're not going to give an 80-year-old couple, a huge Labrador retriever with boundless energy. It just doesn't make sense, and it just sets the dog up to fail rather than succeed. So, you know, think about your lifestyle. Think about the fact it's a big commitment. And something you said at the beginning of the segment, every dog is an individual.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not cookie cutter. And just like people, individual dogs will have their particular anxieties or their fears. But what they bring out in us is compassion. They ask us to be patient. You know, don't think that the dog is going to adjust perfectly from day one. That's an unrealistic expectation.
And it's not perfect.
Yeah.
No. They're not going to be perfect, and they're not going to be little human beings. And you can't expect that. You have to let them be dogs. And I think one of the lessons of this book, and I think it's important, is while a dog does have to learn to live with people
mm-hmm.
and learn how to live in a home, it's our job, first and foremost, to learn how to live with a dog. And that means letting the dog be a dog. You know, and it's not an accessory, and it's not a human child,
mm-hmm.
although we may dote on them like human children.
Right, right.
I think
it's gotten, I think bigger than ever. I mean, we've realized that they are in-home animals. Peter, thank you so much. I was looking at you. I had it from Dean Kuntz here. Peter, thank you so much for sharing this. Where do we get your book?
You can get it anywhere. You can get it local. I encourage people to go to their local independent bookstore because that's a great asset to your community. But you can order it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. And any place you can normally buy books, you'll find it.
I'm getting two of them. I already know two people that
are
absolutely
going to
love that book.
I love it. It looks like a really good present. All right. We are at the end of our show. Thank you so much, Peter, for being a guest here. Please share our show with everyone. And Barbara, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks
John,
for
Tom,
me.
And come out and see us today at Ventura and also tomorrow at Thousand Oaks. We would love to have you be a part of what we're doing. And if you're interested in learning more about our LipSense, please reach out to us and give us a call. With that, I thank you so much for being here. And of course, I always end our shows with a moment of happiness. And I am strong because I've been weak. I am fearless because I've been afraid. I am wise because I've been foolish. With that, I hope that you learned something from one of our guests and from all of our talk here. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I hope to see all of you this weekend. And if not, go do something fun.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric.